welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to episode 291 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb. I'm a good pal, Sean Orford. Happy New Year, Sean.
And Happy New Year.
Pat you on the back.
Yes, ho, ho, ho.
All the best, all the very best. How you doing?
I'm okay, I'm just drinking a cup of tea.
Yeah, well, you slurp that down, and I'll quickly just say, for any new listeners out there that might be, I don't know, they might have set some New Year's resolutions to kind of get fit and healthy and mindful.
To listen to podcasts.
And listen to more podcasts, maybe, such as the Self-Help Podcast. Our website, dear listener, is liveinthepresent.co.uk. All the previous episodes are on there too. So you can take a look at all of them through the website. Do a little search for any issue, probably. Mindfulness, anxiety, depression, addiction, all that stuff. We've talked about it all over the years, haven't we?
We have.
And if there's anything we have missed, do send us a message on Facebook, Twitter, or an email. And we'll book you in, or book your idea in for a future episode.
We will indeed.
We will indeed. How you been, Sean? How was your Christmas, really New Year period?
It's been really good. My one comment is it's been really busy. It feels like it's been kind of non-stop.
Yeah, well, we were just joking before about our New Year's resolutions, and I reckon both of our resolutions are the same that they have probably been every year since we've been recording
this
show. As in, I need to get more sleep, spend less time like mucking around on my phone before bed, and you need to work less.
I need to work less hours. I do. I need to work less hours before I die, I think, is the thing.
So you need to get less busy, but you've had a busy Christmas.
Yeah.
But a good one.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. But it's been people. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing about Christmas. I feel like I need a holiday now, and I've got to go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I should be online at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm thinking, I could really do without that.
So you're not raring to go for 2019?
Not yet.
Chomping at the bit. yeah, cool. Same for me, really. Well, actually, we didn't have too busy a Christmas and New Year. We had, it was quite nice Christmas Day. We were at my in-laws, so initially we were a bit, you know, not worried, but we like to get cosy on Christmas Day, and you know, people come to us generally. But
yeah,
we went out, and it was really good actually, because it does take a big load off not having to cook for 8-10 people, and the kids loved it, and we stayed over there overnight, and nice Boxing Day walk, all that stuff, and good fun with friends on New Year's Eve as well, and then a nice walk on New Year's Day, so it's been good. But apart from that, we've just been chilling at home, watching films, and
that's great.
Eating food,
it's good. It's like when I came in here just said, all the kids are there. And they're all playing. That's how it should be. It's good.
Keep it simple, stupid. Hey, yeah. What are we talking about? We are talking about resolutions this year, aren't we? This episode, sorry.
Yeah, we're talking about 2019, really.
Goals and whether we how high do we aim, all that stuff.
But I think it's really relevant what you started off with, because you were saying that you remember last year you and I said the same things.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. So how many times are we all doing that and setting ourselves up for failure?
Yeah.
As opposed to actually achieving what it is we're saying our resolution is.
Yeah.
So I've noticed there's been quite a few people online or on the radio where people have been saying, what's your New Year's resolution? And they say, I've resolved not to make a resolution.
Mm.
And maybe there's some sense in that. Maybe from the point of view of not fixing yourself into something that you're going to fail at and then feel bad about it, because next year you're like we are, saying the same things and think, like, I didn't do that, I got that wrong. You know, maybe we need to focus on things that we can actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surely switching my phone off at 10:30, 11 o'clock is doable.
Yeah.
Damn you, yeah. Apple and like tech companies that have kind of got little red flashes and beeps and squeaks going
on. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
And if you don't turn it off, it won't let you alone.
Yeah.
No.
It's crazy. I have deleted Facebook from my phone, actually, a couple of weeks ago. I just got a bit creeped out by some reports, you know, about how much it knows about you, and it's kind of diving into your contacts, and it can read all your text messages and all that stuff. So.
But have you still got it on other devices?
I can check it on my laptop, just through the browser.
Right.
But I've deleted Messenger and Facebook apps from my phone, and it's fine. Just check it, you know, once or twice a day now instead of just like out of a weird habit, just opening it up every time I open my phone, which is a lot. Anyway, so, but yeah. Cheryl sent us an email, didn't she? Or she sent you an email?
Well, no. She's this comes up on Ree's Instagram, and she said to me, have you seen this? And I said, no. So it's a girl called Cheryl Rawlins who does calligraphy, and she's an illustrator, I think.
Yeah.
So you can check her out on Instagram.
We will stick a link up in the in our show notes.
Yeah. But she'd given an example of a letter she'd written to herself, which is really good. So on the blog, I put the letter up.
Yep.
And then put my bits in it. But the letter basically is about put the planner down. That's what she's saying. She's saying don't put yourself in a position, don't set yourself up into a situation where you're going to do exactly what we've done, which is fail.
I found it here.
You got it? Yeah.
Dear you, put the planner down. Next year is coming and it's okay not to have it all worked out yet. Focus on the great things you have done and don't let the inner critic have a voice. Try new things, set some goals, but don't worry if you don't achieve.
If you achieve other ones instead.
Other ones instead. Make your loved ones smile and learn to love yourself. It will be the best lesson you will learn. Be present.
Which is a hard thing.
Take the adventure. Present. Enjoy. Love from me or love me.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah. And it's a really refreshing thing to read because it takes the pressure off.
Mm.
She's not saying ignore 2019, but she's saying don't set yourself up.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I mean, I'm already failing at my goal because I set my more sleep goal, and like January the 1st last night, and I was reading till 12:30, 1 o'clock.
But one of the things
I was like, no, the year doesn't start till Monday next week.
I was going to say exactly that.
So I was already kind of excusing myself for failure.
Yeah. No, I think that. I think that, yes, the new year, but the new year doesn't really begin until Monday.
Yeah, it's on holiday now, isn't it?
Yeah. So although I'm going to be doing some stuff tomorrow morning, I still don't feel like it will begin properly until Monday. So I do start my detox on Monday. So I'll be starting with my traditional 2-week detox, and then I'm going to go try a bit of veganary.
Oh, right.
And so I'll probably spend a month being totally vegan, trying that out.
Cool.
So knocking the cheese and the eggs out and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And see how that goes. And maybe that will be a change of dietary habits for the year, I don't know.
Yep.
So I'm going to have a good detox and a clean out and try and focus my system a bit more.
Yeah. Do you think, how many people that you work with do you encourage to set goals, and or do you just see too many people that set goals and fail and kind of beat themselves up over that?
Well, I get both. I get the people that are not achieving things because they have no aims or objectives, and I get the people that are unrealistic and not getting anywhere because they're unrealistic.
Right.
And it's important to get to that point where, yes, you are moving forward, but you're moving forward at a pace and in a way that works for you.
Yeah, so there's a few links I'm going to stick on the show notes for today, but there's an NHS.UK one, which is kind of what's the title is 10 Tips to Keep Your New Year's Resolution. And the first line is that psychologists have found we're more likely to succeed if we break our resolution into smaller goals that are specific, measurable, and time-based.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Bite-sized.
Yeah, and that's kind of standard. If you set your goal too high, inevitably you fail. Whereas if you break it down into steps, it's easier to achieve.
Yeah. So you might have a goal to say, this year I'm going to run a marathon. Which, if you haven't done any running for years or ever competitively, then you can't just go out and run 26 miles.
Yeah.
You've got to start by running 1 mile. Or even just, just round the block.
Round the block, yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Or maybe you haven't got any trainers. Maybe you haven't got the right kit you need. So step one in the January sales in the next week is to get your kit in it, get your shoes, get your leggings or whatever it is.
And one of the things that came out of some stuff I was reading and working around was the idea that if last year was a good year for you and you achieved everything you want, why change it? Mm. Now, why feel like I've got to be different, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, rather than just being what you are. and enjoying this year like you enjoyed last year.
More of the same, yeah. Yeah.
Whereas we can say the idea that you should never do the same things again. Well, maybe you should. If it works.
Just stick at it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. The trick is, are you happy?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is, I mean, some things are tricky to measure, aren't they? Like if you are trying to do a marathon or get some running in, then you can measure your every step you take. Literally every day now you can measure, can't you, on a watch that's strapped to you. But something like, I want to be happy this year. Happiness is a tricky one to measure, isn't it?
But when I'm running, I haven't run for a while because I hurt my back, but when I'm running, it's very obvious. I see people that are running, that are enjoying it and having fun, and they're looking good, they're smiling.
Yeah.
And I see other people that are grunting and red in the face and they're suffering and you can tell they don't want to be doing it. And they're forcing themselves to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of get that. I get the idea that, yeah, you know, sometimes you need to push yourself a bit, but do you really want to do something that you really don't want to do?
Yeah. Fitness one's interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of people will say in January, I want to be fit this year, I want to get fit and healthy, and which is a good, you know, goal to have. But to actually get to that place, there's a million and one different ways to be fit and healthy. And I remember when I was training for Mont Blanc, when I was climbing mountains a few years back, I went for runs to kind of get my body in shape, but I hate running. Even though I was quite good at running at school, I'm kind of sort of the right build for it. I find it boring. It just, my knees aren't quite built for running, and I didn't enjoy it at all.
And I quite like running.
And that was pre-cycling. That was pre-before I remembered that I could ride a bike. So if I'd known about cycling then, I would have ridden, because like, that's brilliant.
I like running because it clears my head and gives me a kind of a quiet space where I can just actually be with myself.
Well, I know a lot of people that love running. I've got one over there, my wifey. She's not a bad little runner when she actually
runs. When you're chasing her, you. She's running away.
Yeah, literally. But running is not the only way to get fit, is it? Nor is joining a gym, in fact. A lot of people will join a gym and then, you know, for a 12-month contract, and then a few months later, they're not going anymore.
But isn't it the gyms make their annual salary in January?
Yeah.
Isn't that the deal?
So, yeah. So, I mean, I guess if you have a lofty, airy-fairy kind of goal, like get fit, that's not specific enough, would you say?
My two things would be work less hours. Yeah. As Reed would say to me, why don't you do 40 hours and go part-time? If I could work less hours, that would be one good thing. And the other thing, I would like to run again. And I've had this injury with my back, and last year seemed to be a good year for injuries for me.
Yep.
But he said to me, every time you do a podcast, you're always talking about an injury that you've got. Yeah, well, this year it would be nice to not be talking about an injury that I've got, and to be running again.
That would be good. Yeah, we've got to get you back on a bike this year as well, haven't we? Well, that was what caused the injury, I do believe.
Yeah, that was my aim for, though. High cocking.
Swinging your leg over.
Yeah, which I need to learn not to do. But that's it, we learn, don't we? And that's the point, is if we learn, then we're moving forward.
Yeah. And also, I've got a note here about, we've talked about this quite a bit in the show, it's important not to live someone else's dream, is it?
Yeah.
It's very easy, because we were all sat around a table, friends of ours, on New Year's Eve, and having dinner, and we were talking about, so what's everyone's resolution for the year? As I'm sure millions of other people up and down the country said the same thing. And most of us hadn't really given it much thought, so we were just kind of plucking things out of thin air. So you need to give it a bit more thought than that, really, don't you?
Yeah. What's realistic for you?
Yeah, okay. You want to get fit and healthy, but why? You know, what do you want to do with that fitness and that health? Or are you just saying it because the person before you said that, or you've heard it? You know, you saw it on the cover of a magazine.
Yeah. No, I enjoy being active and being flexible, and that's what running does for me.
Yeah.
It creates a good space within me. I like that. And I get that with the bike as well. So maybe I will have to opt for more bike and less run. Maybe. That's okay.
But just no high cocking.
No high cocking. That's definitely out. I'm not doing that anymore.
There's a couple of other blog posts that I'm going to link to. One of which is on Forbes.com, and it's New Year's goals, 10 tips to avoid failure. So rather than to kind of 10 tips to keep on track, it's 10 tips to avoid.
And I'm reading the list here and I get it. But it's a pressure list, isn't it?
So it's like, well, I was actually going to say, I don't necessarily agree with all these, but we'll go through a few of them anyway.
Well, never shoot for sameness. And I'm saying to you, well, if it worked okay last year, do it again. What's the matter with it? Yeah. Mm. And one of these other things, like make it public, that means you're setting yourself up then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because then everybody can go, no, you didn't make that. Mm.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I've also read that by making things public and letting the world know what you're up to, you kind of, in your mind, you've sort of already done it. You feel there's a little psychological factor that, because everyone says, oh, well done, yeah, good for you, you're going to do it. You kind of get that, you get that little hit of, oh, I've done it. And then you try less hard and you don't do it. So that's an interesting one. When you're reading this stuff, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, be wary, you know, for every blog post about this thing, there's probably something saying the exact opposite. Thing somewhere else. But some of them are good. Focus. As I mentioned, focus. Support is an interesting one. It comes. So rather than making it public is in some ways kind of seeking support, isn't it? But you got text messages coming in here, mate.
Yeah, they're coming
too
in
too busy,
now.
Thick and fast. whereas actually like relying on someone for support or going to people for advice on, you know, how did you do it? Should I do this? Should I do that? Is important, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do. You're a therapist. You do it professionally, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The kind of things I like on this list is if you punish, also reward. So it's like if you beat yourself up for not doing things, not getting it done, how about you actually reward yourself when you do get it done?
Yeah.
So you get that balance going on. And yeah, okay, it's good not to be kind of indolent and kind of not do stuff. But when you do stuff, you know, clap your hands and go, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fitness stuff, you know, most fitness plans will have some kind of cheat day built in there. You know, if you're on a nutritional kick, especially if you're kind of trying to put on weight for, like, muscle building and all that, you're allowed a cheat day on. You're on a Friday or a Saturday where you can just pile on the calories big time.
Yeah.
So that's a kind of mini reward, isn't it? So you're not kind of toiling away.
Yeah,
battling.
And we're back to making it feel like it's a good experience. There's no point in being the slimmest, muscliest, most miserable person in the gym. You know, it wants to be that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Cool. And another one I found is this jamesclear.com, which is also going to be my resource of the week because there's lots of good articles on this guy's site. But it's got, five kind of habits that will kind of increase failure and problems and the solutions for those problems, which I thought were quite interesting.
So that's the don't try to change everything at once kind of thing. Pick one thing and do it well.
Yeah.
So that's what you're looking at, yeah?
Yeah, and then the second one's linked to that in terms of starting with a habit that is too big. That can be a problem. So as Leo Babauta says, make it so easy you can't say no. So that's that kind of chopping it up into little bite-sized pieces.
Make it easy, make it fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you've got that kind of, 1% each day. Oh, that's the problem five. Assuming small changes don't add up is seen as a problem.
Yeah.
But the solution is that getting 1% better each day, well, that's kind of compound interest, isn't it, man?
It's 1%
plus 1%.
They always say if you do 1% every week, at the end of the year, you're 50% better than when you started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, there's some kind of money-saving thing trick that I found that if you... I can't remember the amount... But if you're trying to save money, in week one of the year, put £1 in the pot. In week two, put £2 in the pot. In week three, you put £3 in, etc. And by the end of week 52, you're putting £52 in in that week.
Yeah.
And you end up with thousands and thousands of pounds.
There's an old Chinese story, isn't there, about a chessboard. And there's someone needs money, and the guy offers them two options. One is that they start off with a penny. And it doubles on every square, the amount, double, all the way through.
Yeah.
As opposed to a block of money.
Mm.
And you get much more money by starting small and doubling.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're saying week one you put £1 in, week two you put £2 in, week three you put £3 in.
That's it, yeah. I wish I knew the number. I wish I'd remembered beforehand. But you end up with quite a nice chunk of dash. Obviously, by the end of the year, you kind of you're having to sacrifice quite a bit of cash.
Mm.
But... you build up this nice pot of money with relatively small effort.
Where do you put it?
Well, it's up to you. You've got a piggy bank or set up a little savings account, who knows?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
We should try it.
We should try it. It's not too late to start week one, is it? I should try it, really. Anything else you want to say before we go off and have some dinner?
No, I'm good. I'm good. My main thing is do things that make you happy.
Mm.
And one of the things that that she says in her letter, that Rachel says, that you need to get a look
Cheryl.
At. Cheryl. Had a chill at the end. So, is about make your loved ones smile. Now, there's so much evidence that when you smile, it affects your brain. But when you smile at other people, it affects their brain. And just smiling at everybody, if everybody started smiling, we would change the way our brains are working globally.
I was on a walk yesterday, New Year's Day, on the Wirral Way between Heswell and Parkgate. And we all noticed, like, when you're walking and you know, how much nicer it is to kind of bump into people. Everyone says hello and a little morning. And there were lots of, obviously, Happy New Year, because everyone was out and about and everyone was pretty chirpy. It's dead simple stuff, isn't it?
When I go to Qatar and I arrive at the apartment, chuck my stuff in and walk down to the mall to stretch my legs and buy something with them, and the amount of people that start talking to you on the road, there aren't that many people on the road in Doha
anyway.
Anyway.
Walk.
Okay. Yeah, but people, and there will be, a lot of them are kind of older gentlemen, Qatari gentlemen, that will stop and talk to you. And it's amazing how socially interactive we come when we step out of the car and we start actually doing the face-to-face.
I know, I joke with my mate because he's always having a go at me because I'm on this cycling, walking, changing how we get around crusade, which is going to be a big part of my year, hopefully.
Yep.
But I was like, yeah, because he was noticing on our walk how great it was that everyone was saying hello. And I said, I said to him, yeah, well, I drove to Williston and back earlier on this morning to pick something up.
Yeah.
And not one person waved and said good morning as I passed them in the car.
Yeah.
But it's true, man, isn't it? You know, the way we get around and the way we kind of interact with our community makes a huge difference to kind of the well-being of everyone. And that's one of my main interests, I think, this year. I'm going to be nailing on for trying to get some projects going to get more people walking and cycling and make places happier, healthier places to be.
Include me in.
Mm-hmm. I will, don't you worry. Yeah, big plans coming, big plans, I promise. Yeah, you got resource.
Well, my resource is, if we can put a link up to Cheryl and to her little letter that she's written. But my thing is, write yourself a letter.
Yeah.
Actually, look at her example and maybe write a letter that works for you.
If you're good at calligraphy, then all the better because she's beautiful.
She's amazing. Incredible. Yeah.
Even if you type it out, scribble it out, whatever, doctor's handwriting and all that.
Yeah, write a letter, but let it be flexible. Allow yourself to move it and shift it.
Yeah.
And so you end up at this time next year with a smile on your face because, woo, look what I've done.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Mine is at jamesclear.com. He's got a couple of books and he's got a nice blog that he updates. So I'll promote the work of James Clear and that'll be on our show notes on our website.
Sounds good to me.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go have some food now, aren't we?
We are. We're going to be sociable.
We should have really popped a cork in this episode. And Right, everyone, Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year.
Let's get to it, Sean.
Yep. Be happy.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.